Chapter 3. Elmwood, Illinois, is a tiny speck of a place just west of Peoria, built along the razor-straight line that separates Knox County from Peoria County. It lies about 3 hours southwest of Chicago, near Kickapoo Creek, and the fabled Spoon River, made famous by Edgar Lee Masters' Spoon River Anthology. A pleasant, manicured, all-American farming town, Elmwood, all 1.5 square miles of it, is home to just 2,000 residents, 98% of them white. Elmwood is surrounded by unyielding stretches of corn and soybeans that, in growing season, climb up and over the undulating green hillocks like something on the outskirts of Oz. White farmhouses, old red barns, and gleaming silver grain silos dot the American Gothic-like landscape. Elmwood is in the epicenter of the Great American Corn Belt. Loamy soil and good drainage combine with warm, humid summers and usually enough rainfall to raise corn stalks higher than an elephant's eye. In the age of ethanol, corn is king. The stuff is ubiquitous. It sprawls out in every direction toward the unbroken horizon. Around Elmwood, corn rises from behind gas stations and borders parking lots. It is sowed between suburban-style ranch houses, around golf courses, and even in place of front lawns. Out in the fields, the vast blanket of green stalks is rotated with acres of low-growing soybeans, planted to restore nitrogen sucked from the soil by all that maize. The corn crops are lush, but none of the produce will be consumed fresh by humans. Much will wind up as feed for billions of chickens, turkeys, pigs, and cows within a half-day's drive from here. Even grain destined for ethanol refineries, post-processing, finds its way into the bellies of livestock. Some corn not consumed by Midwestern animals will be delivered in trainloads to swine in faraway places like North Carolina. These lonely cornfields of western Illinois are perhaps the last place on earth where Karen Hudson imagined she would end up. But it's been her home for 30 years now. Karen Santoro was born in Chicago and recalls growing up in the leafy suburbs west of the city, saying goodbye to her father every morning as he left for his job as a commercial graphic artist.